You're listening to Cloudcast Weekly, a podcast by SearchCloudProvider.com. I'm Jessica Scarpati, site editor of SearchCloudProvider.com, and with me in the studio is news writer Gina Narcissi. Thanks as always for being here, Gina.
Thank you, Jessica.
So we're here to give you a quick wrap-up of what's new on the site this week. Gina, you wrote a piece this week about Microsoft's decision to white label their Azure cloud, which allows Microsoft partners to resell Azure under their own brands, right?
Yes, and this move is great for partners because they can actually use Microsoft tools in their own cloud, or they can actually use the Azure cloud infrastructure, but they can brand it as their own. But with that said, it's still important for the partners to sort of still differentiate from Microsoft, and they can do this in a variety of ways, and it's going to be sort of a learn-by-doing kind of thing, but they can definitely differ in terms of pricing models or security, just different strengths that they can bring to the table and kind of let their customers know, well, maybe we're the best at, you know, tools incorporating SharePoint and things like that.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. That was brought up by the Forrester analyst, Dave Bartoletti.
Yes.
And yeah, he was talking about that that partners will not have to differentiate on Azure itself, but rather kind of, I guess, using it to improve other products and services.
Right, definitely. And they'll definitely be able to attract more customers that way as well.
So there was a little back and forth in there also about whether this is something that Microsoft is doing. Are they trying to, you know, go after VMware with this, or... You know, it sounded like one of the other perspectives was that, nope, Microsoft is just trying to catch up in its own cloud strategy.
Yeah, definitely. And there was a lot of talk when I was doing research about Microsoft even competing with Amazon. But it does seem to be more targeted toward VMware and their solutions. And it is just another way. Microsoft, I guess, used to have a more tighter control, and they're sort of... loosening this a bit, and I think that their plan is to just try to get their products out everywhere, and just if other people are using them, and even behind the scenes, people are still using their stuff.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Gina.
Thank you for having me.
We've talked before about greener, cleaner clouds. Now we're going to talk about dirty ones. If you're running a multi-tenant cloud, you're no stranger to the benefits of virtualization. Fewer physical machines to buy, cool, manage, and so forth. You'd think that having a smaller server footprint would also mean lower power consumption. But like everything else in the cloud, this issue is not so simple. We had an article this week by Amy Larson DiCarlo at Kern Analysis about the cloud's dirty little secret, its effects on power consumption in the data center. It's a great read, as it highlights some of the factors that providers can control, like resource allocation, in addition to the factors that providers can't control, like the aging U.S. power grid. Be sure to check it out for a few tips about how cloud providers can deal with both sides of the issue. Well, that is all that we have for this week. Be sure to check out all the articles we talked about and more at searchcloudprovider.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.